Manuscript Releases, Volume 14, Numbers 1081 to 1135. MR Number 1126. Thoughts While Traveling on a Train. Written May 24, 1876, near Laramie Plains, Wyoming, to Dear Children. We rested well last night. Our quarters are not nearly as good as in the stateroom when we left Oakland, but we are making the best of the situation and therefore are quite comfortable. Our comfortable condition is made by the tone of our feelings within. None can but be happy if they take the happy with them. If we are connected with heaven, the content and peace and happiness of heaven will be ours. Our slights, our neglects, our sorrows and griefs will not, cannot, depress the heart that is borrowing its strength and serenity from heaven. I have enjoyed my breakfast this morning. Food good. I have eaten no cake, but little cheese, but little blank. This word is not clearly legible in the original handwritten manuscript. Love the brown bread. Brown turnovers turned out their inward treasury in the oven, leaving nothing but crust for us. But we have plenty that is good beside this. I feel that I am right. Praise the Lord for the evidence we have of His care and protection on this journey. Mary does all the caretaking and generals matters through excellently. She is very thoughtful of my comfort, kind and attentive. Yesterday, while waiting for a train, we got off and were looking for a stone or something as a memento. A lady said she had picked up some specimens which she would give me. She gave me freely specimens of moss agate, petrified wood, and bits of petrified sage. She said she had come to visit her sister who lived at the station, and she would stay a week and could get all she wished. I thought it was certainly very kind and liberal of her to thus accommodate a stranger. I mean to gather what choice things I can on this journey. I think we are getting along fine, and I feel that the Lord is my helper, which is the best of all. Will you see that the tub sitting at the corner of the house is emptied and put in the cellar? See that lath and bits of wood are picked up all about the new house. If it is rented, remove the wood from the cellar and place the wood in a safe place, for it is precious. Brother Baker or someone else can do this. There is lots of wood. It ought to take care of both the office and first new house built behind the engine house. I wish the children had a sunny playhouse right by the office in a good place where they could take their messes outdoors and be happy. I merely suggest this. There was a little house with some machinery in it that I designed to have fixed up for them, but did not get at it. As we do not allow them to associate with other children, we must substitute things to take the place of this. I purchased two pairs of white shoes of the man right under the hall where we have meetings. The largest pair I paid $1.50 for. The other I paid $1.25. One has an ink spot on it, the smaller pair. They are so very large I would like to have them exchanged for something some of you in the family want in the shape of shoes. The children each have two pairs apiece of light shoes, just as good as these which I purchased of the man under the hall. If they were right size, I would keep them, but they are not, and I will take them back. He will give something else in place of them. Take Addie's everyday shoes, which are ripping, and take them to this man to get mended. I paid $1.50 apiece for the shoes. This man has done poor service. He said he would mend them free of charge. Did Sister Rice find the silk she wanted? Love to all the family. I hope Sister Rice will be as free and happy as she can under the circumstances. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., April 11th, 1985. Entire letter.